Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of Eulalia by Brian Jakes, narrated by the author and others.
Prologue.
Am I not fortunate? Sitting in the forge chamber at Salamandastron. The fire is well banked up. I feel its warmth all around me whilst I gaze out over our western shores at the sea. What an awesome sight! The vast deeps on a moonlit winter night. Mountainous waves take on a silver sheen, powerful and mysterious, as they thunder in from beyond the horizon. Headlong they crash in cascades of foaming spray upon the shore, chuckling darkly over pebbles and hissing secrets to the silent sands as they are drawn back into the depths of boundless water. Nature, my friend, beautiful and fearsome, a hypnotic force few can resist. Goodness, how one's mind can wander, merely sitting here looking out from the forge room window. I must get back to writing my chronicle. It is a tale of several fates, each with its own destiny. Since I arrived at this mountain, I have set myself a pleasurable duty. From my own recollections and information gathered from friends both old and young, I recently put quill to parchment and began this chronicle. Mayhaps when the story is finally told, my young daughter will enjoy reading it. I hope you will too, my friend. Well, it starts like this.
Book 1. Longtooth's Prisoner.
Chapter 1. It was a night for raiding. Beneath a dark, moonless sky, high seas ran grey and smooth to the shores of the Northern Isles. With a big single sail bellying smoothly, the vessel Bloodgullet nosed shoreward, like some huge sea beast seeking its prey in coastal waters. Perched at the masthead, straddling the mainsail spar, the lookout, a small rat called Ferty, was first to glimpse the glimmering golden light on the far side of the salt marshes. Noting the position of the illumination, he slid skilfully down a rope to the gently heaving deck. Scurrying to the captain's cabin, Ferty rapped on the door. He waited until a tall golden fox emerged. The little rat tugged his ear in salute.
Captain, there's a light showing ashore, dead ahead. I think it might be some sort of building, Captain.
Flinging a heavy cape across his shoulders, Captain Vizca Longtooth smiled, exposing a pair of oversized fangs. Ferty swallowed hard. He, like every sea raider aboard the Bloodgullet, had come to know the danger in Longtooth's smile.
A building, you say? Better something than naught on this sunforsaken shore, eh?
The small crew rat nodded nervously, watching his captain reach for the mason chain. It was a vicious weapon, a spiked iron ball on a thick chain attached to an oaken handle. Ferty crept backward, trying to stay out of his captain's way as he toyed with the mason chain. Swinging the spiked ball with the flick of his paw, the golden fox continued smiling, allowing the mace spikes to dent the woodwork of the cabin door. Ferty tried to keep his eyes off the hypnotically swinging weapon.
Will you be going ashore, Captain?
Vizca halted the swing of the mace. He fondled the spikes lovingly.
Aye. It wouldn't be good manners not to go when they left a light on for us. Tell Codge to rouse the crew. We're going visiting.
As Bloodgullet's keel ground into the shallows, the small golden light stood out clear against the dark velvet.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?